Divine Office Evening Prayer. God, come to my assistance.
Lord, make haste to help me.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Alleluia.
Hail, O star of ocean, God's own mother bearest, ever sinless virgin, heaven's porto fairest, taking that sweet by Gabriel spoken, Eve's own name reversing, be of peace the token. Break the sinner's fetters, light to blind restoring, all our ills dispelling, every grace imploring. Show thyself a mother in thy supplication. He will hear who chose thee. Incarnation. Virgin all excelling, passing meek and lowly, win for sinners pardon, make us chaste and holy. As we journey onward, aid our weak endeavor, till we gaze on Jesus, and rejoice forever. Father, Son, and Spirit, give we equal glory, equal praise and blessing. Amen.
The Lord looks tenderly on those who are poor.
The Lord looks tenderly on those who are poor.
In the Lord I have taken my refuge. How can you say to my soul, fly like a bird to its mountain?
See the wicked bracing their bow. They are fixing their arrows on the string to shoot upright men in the dark. Foundations once destroyed. What can the just do?
The Lord is in his holy temple. The Lord whose throne is in heaven. His eyes look down on the world. His gaze tests mortal men.
The Lord tests the just and the wicked. The lover of violence he hates. He sends fire and brimstone on the wicked. He sends a scorching wind as their lot.
The Lord is just and loves justice. The upright shall see his face.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Lord God, you search the hearts of all, both good and wicked. May those who are in danger for love of you find security in you now, and in the day of judgment, May they rejoice in seeing you face to face.
The Lord looks tenderly on those who are poor.
Blessed are the pure of heart, for they shall see God.
Blessed are the pure of heart, for they shall see God.
Lord, who shall be admitted to your tent and dwell on your holy mountain?
He who walks without fault, he who acts with justice and speaks the truth from his heart, he who does not slander with his tongue,
he who does no wrong to his brother, who casts no slur on his neighbour, who holds the godless in disdain, but honours those who fear the Lord.
He who keeps his pledge, come what may, who takes no interest on a loan, and accepts no bribes against the innocent, such a man will stand firm forever.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Make our lives blameless, Lord. Help us to do what is right and to speak what is true, that we may dwell in your tent and find rest on your holy mountain.
Blessed are the pure of heart, for they shall see God.
God chose us in his Son to be his adopted children.
God chose us in his Son to be his adopted children.
Praised be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has bestowed on us in Christ every spiritual blessing in the heavens.
God chose us in him before the world began to be holy and blameless in his sight.
He predestined us to be his adopted sons through Jesus Christ. Such was his will and pleasure, that all might praise the glorious favour he has bestowed on us in his Beloved.
In him and through his blood we have been redeemed and our sins forgiven. So immeasurably generous is God's favour to us.
God has given us the wisdom to understand fully the mystery, the plan he was pleased to decree in Christ.
A plan to be carried out in Christ in the fullness of time, to bring all things into one in him, in the heavens and on earth.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. God chose us in his Son to be his adopted children.
A reading from the letter to the Galatians. When the designated time had come, God sent forth his Son, born of a woman, born under the law, to deliver from the law those who were subjected to it, so that we might receive our status as adopted sons. The Word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you.
Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb.
The Lord is with you.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you.
Blessed are you, Virgin Mary, because you believed that the Lord's words to you would be fulfilled. Now you reign with Christ forever.
My soul proclaims the greatness of the Lord. My spirit rejoices in God, my Savior, for he has looked with favor on his lowly servant. From this day, all generations will call me blessed. The Almighty has done great things for me, and holy is his name.
He has mercy on those who fear him in every generation.
He has shown the strength of his arm.
He has scattered the proud in their conceit.
He has cast down the mighty from their thrones
and has lifted up the lowly.
He has filled the hungry with good things
and the rich he has sent away empty.
He has come to the help of his servant Israel,
for he has remembered his promise of mercy,
the promise he made to our fathers,
to Abraham and his children forever.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit,
as it was in the beginning,
is now,
and will be forever.
Amen.
Blessed are you, Virgin Mary, because you believed that the Lord's words to you would be fulfilled. Now you reign with Christ forever.
Let us praise God, our Almighty Father, who wished that Mary, his Son's mother, be celebrated by each generation. Now in need we ask,
Mary, full of grace, intercede for us.
O God, worker of miracles, you made the Immaculate Virgin Mary share body and soul in your Son's glory in heaven.
Direct the hearts of your children to that same glory.
Mary, full of grace, intercede for us. You made Mary our mother. Through her intercession, grant strength to the weak, comfort to the sorrowing, pardon to sinners,
salvation and peace to all.
Mary, full of grace, intercede for us. You made Mary full of grace.
Grant all men the joyful abundance of your grace.
Mary, full of grace, intercede for us. Make your church of one mind and one heart in love.
And help all those who believe to be one in prayer with Mary, the Mother of Jesus.
Mary, full of grace, intercede for us. You crowned Mary Queen of Heaven.
May all the dead rejoice in your kingdom with the saints forever.
Mary, full of grace, intercede for us.
Now let us offer the prayer Christ has given us as the model for all prayer.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
O God, who made the mother of your Son to be our mother and our queen, graciously grant that, sustained by her intercession, we may attain in the heavenly kingdom the glory promised to your children. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God forever and ever. Amen.
May the Lord bless us, protect us from all evil, and bring us to everlasting life.